programs in the federal government, including Department of Agriculture and Department of Energy. So it was 2 years ago that, once again, the president honored me with the opportunity to become the deputy administrator at EPA, and the Senate saw fit to confirm me into that position. I feel lucky to be here. Hubert Humphrey, who was a fellow Minnesotan, once said, behind every successful man is a surprised mother-in-law. And I think my mother-in-law is surprised, but I'm no more surprised than she is on the path I've been able to take.
Well, let's turn to that tenure at OMB, Marcus. While you were at the Office of Management and Budget, you developed OMB's award-winning Program Assessment Rating Tool, or PART, which is used to rate the effectiveness of federal programs. And you were also involved in the development and implementation of the president's management agenda. How have these experiences prepared you for your current leadership role and shaped your management approach and leadership style?
The first thing I have to point out, Jonathan, is I do get a lot of credit for the Program Assessment Rating Tool, or PART, but it was a team effort, and I think you were there at the time, so you probably remember. There were about 20 real stars at OMB, the Office of Management and Budget, that helped put this together. In fact, without them, I think it would not nearly have been as successful. It would have looked quite different, but with them, it's been very successful. I guess my last tenure at OMB, I had two jobs. I seem to have two jobs everywhere I go. But I was not only the leader for the Budget and Performance Integration Initiative, which was helping put together the PART, but also the Associate Director for the Budget. I guess I go back to three lessons I learned in that experience being on particularly in the White House campus. The first was just dealing with a demanding schedule. The first director of OMB at the time, for instance, would start every morning at 7:30, and typically my schedule would be booked all the way through 6:30 in the evening. And you learn pretty quickly if you're going to survive, you have to delegate. And so there was a lot of delegating. And you also learn how to make decisions very quickly with less than perfect information, which is something else I had to learn. I guess there were two other things I've learned which I've brought on to EPA. And one is to make sure you're always looking at the big picture. It's easy to get caught in a specific issue and disagreement, but you constantly have to be picking your head up and saying, well, what's going on around you? If you're making a decision, for instance, if EPA's make a decision on farms and there's a big farm bill debate going on, you've got to think about how that may be viewed in a broader context. The second thing, which was really probably the most valuable lesson, was to be unbiased and open-minded all the time. When the president turns to you, for instance, and says, what do you think about this particular issue, you can't be parochial. You have to provide the facts unvarnished. When you're giving your opinion, you have to make it clear that it's your opinion. You have to present the other side in a fair way. And if you can do that and people see you doing that, you quickly become someone who's trusted and someone people wants to go to. But if you see it as an opportunity to sell something that you're interested in, people will quickly perceive that as well, and you won't be as successful. That's a lesson that I've carried to EPA as well.
How is EPA's quarterly management report helping the agency deliver real results? We'll ask Marcus Peacock, Deputy Administrator of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, to share with us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.